Oh yeah, back for another episode, episode 4. We just released a new one yesterday. Was it yesterday?
Yes, it was yesterday.
And it had been a fat minute since we had done one before. Sorry, we got a little busy with work and just other things. But
yes, life,
we're back
life
at it.
In general.
Finna try and knock a couple out. Very soon, some pretty good special guests we're finna have on here.
Yes, we won't ruin the surprise yet, but y'all will eventually see. And if you haven't known, the last podcast was around Easter. And so if y'all were wondering why we released it and they were saying Happy Easter, well, it's because we recorded it during the Easter weekend, and we haven't recorded one since.
We also have two things. So first thing is we have brand new batteries straight out of the box. We're hoping for no cutouts. We're running three mics, not just two. We're running three mics today, and it's a special guest. It's one of our really good friends. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
My name's Ethan, also known as Bean, if y'all didn't know.
That is
absolutely
Ethan. So pretty much today we just kind of wanted to kind of bring it in and get real close and just like kind of make our community better in a way, like maybe help us help you help us.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Yes. And kind of it's a big topic. It's one of the main things we all should do as Christians and following the Lord is just love.
Love. It's love.
Okay.
My fault. Anyway, so we're just gonna, we actually kind of took notes this time. Not really.
No.
There's like three words on
it. There's a
board.
Whiteboard. There's a whiteboard behind me, and I wrote maybe one sentence.
But so just to get us started and get us in there, whenever we're meaning love, we're not talking about, you know, the moochy stuff you see on TV nowadays. We're talking about the love of Jesus,
the genuine love
of God.
Yes.
So if anyone on this podcast doesn't already know, and hopefully y'all do, but if you don't, Jesus loves you. God loves you. He sent his only son to die on the cross for your sins.
Yep. Took a brutal, brutal beating because he knew there would be no other way to take the punishment for sin.
And that's, I mean, really, we're going to talk about it a little more, but that should just show you love right there, because I promise I'm just not going to let anyone kill my father for y'all. I mean, that's how it is, but I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah, like Ryan, I love you. I love you, my boy, but like if someone's going to torture me and beat me, I'm probably not going to let them torture me and beat you if it means I die and you stay alive. I don't know. That's just me.
There's no way I'm doing that.
Because that is tough.
How could you beat that love?
That's genuine love.
Genuine love. Jesus loves you. And almost like, I almost just want to like leave it at that in a way. Like just Jesus loves you. How? I mean, he is the creator. He made you in his image. It's just, you got to, my bad. Silence. I hate silence. Anyway, Bean, since you're here, you know, we love new perspectives. We hate some people, you know, they might get tired of just me and John, our perspectives on stuff. So, you know, in your life, in today's time, like, where has God shown you love? Where has the love of God made you really just be like, oh, yes, Jesus does love me. There's no other way.
Well, so whenever I was, I don't know when it was, couple months ago, because I'm new to all this
on
stuff.
The mic.
That's on me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But a couple months ago, I was in my room and driving around and stuff. Driving around like the day before, that night. And then I got to my house in my room. And I just didn't know what I was doing with my life. Didn't know, like, I didn't have an answer for anything. And then one night I was just, you know, why not just start reading? So I started reading. I started reading in Matthew, and it's really good. And it showed me his love for us and just what he did for us. And it was crazy because, like, about a week, I was really in the Word, really in it. And about a week in, I just started changing. Something about me just wanted to change and wanted to be different from everybody else. And it's kind of like whenever Jesus was like pulling me out away from everybody and mm-hmm. everything and just all these worldly things
yes,
that I was a part of.
In the wise words of Tanner Stoops, once you follow God and try to become more like him, talk about the fruits of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit will follow. The fruits will follow you wherever you go. When you decide to, you know, humbly just devote your life to Jesus Christ, you will receive those spirits and they will come to you. And showing that and, you know, getting into Matthew and Mark and Luke and the gospel, I mean, that's a great place to start. And yeah, if anybody's wanting to know, you know, oh, I want to start reading the Bible, I want to start doing this, start in Matthew, start in the New Testament, start in the gospel, read the story of Jesus's life. It'll change you. Promise.
And there's a lot of people who like I see a lot of questions about like how do I like know Jesus loves me, how do I, you know, because I walk down the street or like I do stuff on the daily and it just doesn't seem like God cares about me, you know. I'm not good at school, I don't have any plan for the future, you know. Every day just seems like a new brand new battle and I don't think I can take it. How could Jesus like love me if he's letting that happen? And so I've been explained it this way 100 times, and I've explained it to people 100 times, is that unless you, it's kind of like your own parents. That's my greatest comparison, is your own parents. If I block my father on everything and I move to New Jersey and I just don't talk to him at all, I'm not going to think my dad loves me. How can he show me his love if I'm not talking to him? Mm-hmm. So a big thing is you got to stay in that word. You got to pray. You got to talk to God, because if you're not going to get an answer if you don't ask.
Mm-hmm. Kind of thing. I talked about that Wednesday night to my church, Sweet Home, the teens, about how, I mean, you, it's like put this way, if you're in math class and you're really struggling on this classwork sheet and there's an answer you just don't, you have no idea what it is, and you, I mean, you need the answer to it and you don't raise your hand and you don't ask the teacher and you don't ask anybody, How are you going to expect to get the answer? I mean, talk, raise your hand and ask. I mean, that's about prayer too. I mean, how do you expect, you know, the Lord to answer any prayers if you don't even pray and don't ask?
So a little kind of continuing what I was asking, being if John, like, what is like a thing that like on the, almost on the daily, that shows you that like you can just be there and you can just be like, if something goes wrong, you're like, wait, Jesus loves me. What is a kind of daily thing that just shows you that?
Well, right now I'm reading. It's usually every night before I go to bed. I'm on the Bible recap with Tara Lee Cobble. If you don't know what that is, get on that. It's the Bible in a year. Love it. But I'll read. I'm in Job right now. And you'll read about these stories. And not even just show he loves me. He just loves everybody. About how the story of Job, if y'all don't know, he had everything, you know, he was basically rich. Like in today's time, he would have 10,000 acres with a bunch of cattle, 1,000 head of cattle, bunch of just land, blessed with family. And, you know, Satan, you know, tried to talk to God and was like, hey, I don't think that your son in words like that, not your actual son, but I don't think he's all faithful like that. I don't think he's, you know, really believes in you like this, and I don't think he really trusts you. And he goes, okay. And so if you don't know the story, God just takes everything away from Job, and he just becomes nothing. I mean, he's just on the side of the street, just sitting there pleading and begging, asking why this happened to me, but he still loves the Lord. And you look at small things in your life that you don't take into account, you don't take account for. Like, if you're listening to this right now, guess what? You're listening to this on some type of device that you have. You have something that you can listen to the word on. That's a blessing. And just taking account and looking at all these things I have in my life and just knowing that, you know, he provided for a bunch of people in my family, provided for me, and he's drugged me out of a bunch of low spots in my life. And especially looking back at my testimony, for sure, I was down in the dumps. And man, there's a reason that when I called on him, he answered, and I was pulled out of the deepest part in my life, and there's nothing that could ever really just show me. There's no other person, no other thing in this world that can satisfy me enough the way I felt that night he pulled me out. And man, knowing him personally and being able to talk to him and just sit there and feel his presence, man, that's just one way I know he loves me, man. He loves you too. He'll just, you sit there and you can just have a conversation with him.
And that's good. I like that. And if there's a kind of like to finish this part of, well, I guess what we're talking about is like one way that I see it the most is that, and this is just going to sound weird, but no matter what I do, like I can, like, whether it's a bad day at work or just someone said something awful about me or just hearing stuff, I can't have a bad day with Jesus. I can't do it. No matter how bad I want to sit there and like get bad down on myself, I cannot have a bad day with Jesus. And just him being there by my side while I'm through this, it just shows me that, like, I mean, you're not going to be sad when your mama's around. Like, she's great. And it's just like God, whenever I'm on that, you know, when I'm following him and chasing him, when he's right there by my side, I can't lose sight in the greatness of him. His love for me makes me happy all the time. And I just think that's a great time to talk about how what his love does for us.
Yep.
And what we get from his love and what we're supposed to do.
Yeah,
with
and
it.
How we're supposed to show it to others. And I kind of want to step into that, and then I'll ask Ethan a question. But so we went to the shop Thursday night. Shout out to Jason and Tanner and all them. Love that place. If y'all don't know, the shop at East Union. Thursday nights, 8 p.m., y'all show up. Y'all come hear some word. Anyways, a little shout out there.
Tanner Stoops,
yes. I'll just give a little hint. There will be something in the future with Tanner and Jason. That's all I'm going to say. There will be something in the future with those two. If y'all know what I'm talking about, you'll know what I'm talking about. If not, you'll just have to wait and see. Anyways, getting back to it. We heard about how as followers of Christ and humbly knowing him and being a Christian, when you see others on a wrong track, on the wrong road, going down a road of sin, a life of sin, and it's a fellow brother or sister in Christ, our job, our duty, our calling is to pull them off that track, get them out of that way, and get them, like, I heard him, he put this in a really good way, like, if you see somebody standing in the middle of the road when a semi-truck's coming at them, are you just going to sit there and just be like, no, I'm going to let him live his own life. I'm going to let him do what he does. No, as human beings, that's just a desire for us to be like, hey, get out of the way, man. Like, don't stand there. You're going to die. And that's the same thing. Sin is deadly. Staying on a road of sin, that can lead you astray and lead you to death. And you see a brother, a fellow sister, like, our job is to help them. And and it's not supposed to be like, hey, dude, what are you doing? Like, quit doing that, dude. You
can also take from it just, like, think about all the times, especially people who really are on the right path with God and who feel the same way we do. Whenever you feel that, why would you not want someone else to?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I spend a lot of time with these two guys, and, you know, I don't think I could really live with myself if I could feel how good this feeling was and just not be able to share it with them, because it's something unexplainable. And the fact, I mean, I'm blessed that these two already know it and they understand it, but there's a lot of people out there that you don't know, a lot of people that you are almost best friends with that struggle with the same thing. They might go to church, they might sit right beside you, but they don't know. And it really takes just one thing. One thing is all it takes.
Back to what you were saying, Ryan, whenever you was talking about whenever how we should, like, love one another, and you was talking about how, like, the presence of love, like, if, hang on, I'm trying to think how to word this. If so, like, whenever, so you get in the Word, you get in the Bible, and you feel His love for you, and you want to spread that around, like, some people need it, like, the actual presence there, like, they need you there,
mm-hmm.
and that, and also, it would just want to make them love others, too.
Yes, and, like, I think, I'm pretty sure it's a parable in the Bible, but I know, I just know it's in the Bible, but there's a, about how a beggar is on the street, you know, beggars are just, nowadays, just people that are just, they have nothing, they're on the street, they just don't have anything, and so a beggar was on the street, and he went and found a feast, and instead of just sitting there and eating it all up for himself, he was like, man, I'm gonna go tell all my other friends about this. Because, like, this is good. This is, like, this is a full belly right here. This is something I haven't had in years. And he goes and gets all his other beggar friends and brings them back. And they all feast on it. And that's something that if we find, if someone listening, if you find the Lord and you find the true love of His goodness and His grace, why would you want to just keep it to yourself? Why go get your friends. Go get everybody you know and just try to tell them, like, hey, this is eternal water. This is something you drink, you won't be thirsty again. And there's a bunch of parables like that about the woman at the well. And I won't get into that, but there's so many things, especially just in the Bible, just about parables like that, and just showing that, hey, spread His word, so go talk to people.
Really, just you gotta share the love, man. Share the love. Where you being?
All right, so John, you was talking about the food and everything. And so, like, if you go and have some food, say, from a restaurant or something, and it's so good, you, like, you know, you go tell your friends or family or anyone, like, hey, you got to go try this. Well, that's how, like, His love for us and the righteous way and just the gospel all in all is just whenever you read it, like, go spread it.
Yeah.
Because it's so good. It's like,
You want everybody you have to get have a piece of it. Life.
That was a good analogy, but there is something that I have to spring on you to that I didn't tell y'all about, and this is random. So if you made it this far into the podcast, y'all get to hear it. But it is now Bible trivia time. Oh yes.
I didn't
I know, right? This. Surprise, guys. Bible trivia time.
Dude, I didn't even know this was a thing. See, this is how I know this is on the spot. I had Bible, no idea this was even gonna happen.
I didn't know.
So we'll take a little break.
You like a little break, a little interesting. Maybe you're driving and you're really getting into it, and that's great. And I want you to keep all this in your mind. But we're gonna hit you with a little Bible trivia maybe you need to think about. Maybe you need to learn more.
Yes.
So we're going to do it real simple, real easy. Y'all are each going to get three questions. Dude, Whoever answers them most wins.
I feel like I'm going to
You're going to get one easy question, one medium question, and one difficult question.
I feel like my brain's just going to go blank, and I'm just going to look like an absolute fool on here.
The easy one is going to be the hard one for me.
Okay. So we're going to start it off with a bean.
Great.
So
awesome.
We're going to start off with an easy question. From what part of the body... from what part of Adam's body did God create Eve?
Let's see. Don't be...
What part of the body did God create Eve?
If I get this wrong,
Think about it, B.
Think about it.
Okay, so I've heard... I haven't actually read this or, like...
Seen what is it?
I've heard ribs.
He got it correct. Yes.
Not ribs. Singular rib.
Here goes John with his easy question.
Okay.
What did David use to defeat Goliath?
Ooh. What is slingshot? Basically.
I guess we'll take it a slingshot and stone.
I call that.
Wrong answer. No, I'm just kidding. I guess we'll give it to you. We'll give it to you.
It's basically a slingshot.
Ethan, here you go with a medium question. I want you also, while y'all are listening to this, think about it yourself. See if you can get it. And if you can't, maybe that's a little sign. Maybe you got to do a little more research. Maybe you got to get a little bit more Bible strength.
Yes.
All right, we're moving on to a medium question. In what language was the Old Testament written? I knew this, by the way. Like,
it's a medium question. It's all, if you don't know, I mean, you have to do some research on your own to know this.
In what language was the Old Testament written?
If I don't know this, do not make fun of me.
Okay, that's fine.
Because I will go research this.
Okay, that's fine. That's what this point is.
I'm going to say Hebrew.
Yes, Bean. Yes, you got it.
That's what I'm talking
Bean
about.
Bean got two. John has one, but we're going on to his next question.
Yeah.
How many plagues did God send to Egypt?
What is seven?
What?
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know that.
Was it not seven?
It was 10.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was thinking about... Oh,
it's close.
We
have a close game. Bean and John. John's got one. Bean's got two. Oh. And it's now on to difficult question.
This is wicked.
I really thought it was seven.
So, very difficult questions. Okay, so we're going to go to Bean first. What does the word Israel mean?
I think I
the
know.
Word?
Can I steal?
The word Israel mean.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. I'm not. I mean, I know that's where Jesus was born and stuff,
no.
Wasn't it?
Israelite was not where Jesus was born.
Where was he born at?
Jesus of
Nazareth.
Nazareth. There you go. Anyway, that's fine. So, John, you can still, y'all can either tie it for a one-on-one question, I have one for you.
Okay.
Because I knew this one, and I know you should know this one. What musical instrument did David play?
Oh, the harp.
That's correct.
It's only 2-2.
It's 2-2. Hey,
should we get a tiebreaker here?
We should get a tiebreaker here. Are y'all ready? Do y'all want easy, medium, or difficult?
It's too difficult, brother.
Let's make it hard, brother.
Absolutely.
Difficult. Okay, guys.
Give me an easy difficult.
Test the knowledge.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not all there in knowledge.
Ooh, y'all are not. Who was the only female judge of Israel? If you have it, click in.
Oh, wait, I can answer it?
Yes.
We talked about
this. If you can get it close.
There's three women I'm thinking of right now of the names. Let me think real quick. Bean, be thinking because you can also steal. This one, we need the Jeopardy music.
Yeah, for real.
I only have one name in mind. It's definitely not it.
Oh, I know it.
What is it?
What is Deborah?
And that is it. John
That's not
wins.
What I was thinking.
John wins this week on
Bang
Bible Trivia. We're back.
Yes. That was a little sorry just for that. a little mind easier right there to get a little break.
But when we left, we were talking about what God's like the reason when God loves us, it should show us the reason to also love God's children. So now
We'll
move on to our next, our little third, kind of ending off the episode, getting us in there and just kind of leaving. So, John, how about you start us off? Actually,
let me
Bean start it off.
Oh, man, I got someone. I'll just wait. I'll wait till Bean finishes.
So, we're going to go into how we should love God because God loves us so much and we should love each other. And now we got to show it how we love him also. And whenever you are, and Tanner talked about this last night, whenever you're on his path.
Tanner with the free brand deals, I swear.
Yeah, Tanner's getting a bunch of
shout outs.
Okay. But Tanner was talking about my mind just went blank.
You mean hop in real quick?
Yeah, hang on, let me think again.
So, basically, we're just going to talk about, you know, when someone loves you and they do something for you there's just there. You want to do something back for them, right? Like if someone gives you a present or someone gives you buys your meal, I mean, you're gonna be like, man, but thank you. You don't have to do that, and you're gonna want to pay that back somehow. And Jesus talks on the Sermon on the Mount of go make fishers of men. Go spread my word. And one way that we show our love to God is just obey him. Do what he says. Try to model our lives like him and obey his commandments. And, excuse me, got a little cough.
Really quickly, because I don't want to lose it, but you were talking about the Sermon on the Mount. That is like a great like way to say it. Like, you know, God has given us all these things. Like just us being able to talk and be on this podcast and be able to upload it. God has given us so many gifts to wake up every morning, to breathe, to be able to walk, for us to be able to go to the gym, for us to have fun with our friends, see our friends, wake up with our family. And really, God wants us to do one thing, and that's make other disciples, spread the gospel. And it's just so crazy to me that you can have that great of a love, and that's all he needs. That's all God wants, is for you to love him back. Spread his word. Make heaven crowded.
Yes.
It's that simple to get the best thing. I've kind of looked at it as this. I kind of like thought this up in my brain right then. But there's a Bible right here. We're at a church right now. So there's a Bible right here. And me looking at the Bible, I've kind of estimated this Bible like max $25. You know what I mean? Like max $25. And you know, this book, it's worth $25, but what it means and everything in it is just worth more than anything else ever. Like, just physically, it's insane.
Physically, it's worth $25. Spiritually, it's priceless.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen a bunch of these things. I want to speak on this real quick. I've seen a bunch of just like not even really polls, just about how people believe that, like, you know, if God wanted to create people and make a bunch of people, why would he make them and then not, you know, just make us all love him just built in? And I talked to my buddy about this, and that how if you're like a computer programmer and you make something do what you want it to do and it does it, it doesn't have a mind, right? It's just a robot. It just does the same thing over and over again, like you tell it to do, and it doesn't do anything for you. It doesn't love you. It doesn't do these things. The reason why God gave us free will is so when we see what he did for us, that's the genuine love that he wants from us and that we should give him. And you think, you know, if you did something for someone, and they do something for you back, I mean, that's love right there. You love someone enough to do something for them, and they love you enough that, I mean, they'll do something for you. And that's just one reason how I've seen a bunch of things like that. And God created us because he wants the genuine love for everybody that enter the gates of heaven. He wants the real love of us, not just programmed in our heads like mindless zombies. He wants us to have our own free choice and free will to genuinely love him. And that's, and ways we know we do that is spread the gospel, do what he says.
So this is actually our longest podcast, and we're glad to make it that long. I think this is a very important thing. I mean, just walking in love shows that you are with God. It makes a good impression for Jesus. I mean, 'cause that's what you're doing. And, really, just as we kind of wrap it up here, Bean's got one more real quick thing to say, and then we're gonna wrap it up. But go ahead, Bean.
Alrighty. So whenever, like, say your dad asks you to do something to do, or your parents, or a buddy, or anybody, your boss, but they ask you to do something, and you do it, it makes them proud. It makes them like trust you more, and doing things that you're asked to do. So like whenever in the Bible, whenever it says spread the gospel, is like that's what he wants us to do. And then so if you do that, it'll make him proud, and he'll love you. I mean, he'll trust you. He can trust you more, And it's just, that's mainly why we're here, is to spread it.
And one really quick thing before we wrap it up. If you see all these things, we're spreading the gospel to all this stuff. God calls us to do that, and he wants us to do that, and we should do that. But at the end of the day, Bean said this a while ago before we started the podcast. When you get to the gates of heaven, God, and you didn't, and you didn't choose to follow God, and he says, "Depart from me, for I never knew you." He doesn't say, "Depart from me, you didn't do good works. Depart from me, you never got baptized. Depart from me, you never did anything for me." He says, "Depart from me, for I never knew you." It's the relationship. And we want to do good works, but at the end of the day, you have to know him and understand him truly, his love. And that's the only way to get to heaven. The only way to get to heaven is knowing him and trusting him as your personal Lord and Savior.
Yes, and I think that puts it just perfectly. Have a relationship with God, build it on the daily, stay in his word, and just the changes in your life that happen, just everything will just be 100 times better. I want to challenge y'all this week to, almost going back to what Bean said, make your father proud. Go out there, not only just spread the word, but if you see somebody sitting alone at a lunch table, if you see somebody by themselves, go talk to them. Be that person. Show the love. Man, just be what Jesus calls you to be. But sadly, it is time for us to go. If there's anything y'all want to say before we go, I'll say one thing. We're finna make an Instagram page.
Already made it.
We're finna make some posts. Yes. We're a bunch of new guests coming on. It's finna be great. The next, like, 3 or 4 weeks of this podcast are going to be wonderful. I hope y'all just get a little, just maybe this helped you just a little bit more.
Yes, and on this Instagram page, it's the same name as the title on Spotify, God with the Guys. If you have any questions, any topics you want us to go over, or if you just want us to do just any questions about the Bible, we'll do a Bible study. DM this page, and we promise we'll get to you, and we'll respond to you, and we'll try to do everything we can to answer your question or talk about your topic. Bean, well, if you have anything else to say or just let you go.
I got one more thing to say. Ryan, you was talking about going to challenge us and encourage us to go. If someone's sitting alone or anything, just go talk to them. And it don't have to be with the gospel. It's just showing them trying to make them feel comfortable, because that's what God does to us. He makes us feel comfortable and at peace. And just go comfort them, pretty much.
I want y'all to do one thing. Go challenge yourself to ask just one person and talk to one person about God.
Make your father proud.
Yes, challenge yourself.
So there it is, episode number 4 of the podcast.
Many more to come.
It's going to be immaculanto.
Immaculate.
Immaculanto. So I want to thank Bean for coming out to hang with us. And obviously me and John were... so glad we get to do this every day, and we appreciate all of y'all listening, and it's just wonderful what we've made and what we've seen with this. I hope y'all have a great rest of the week and a great weekend. Bean?
Goodbye, everybody. Deuces.
Deuces.